Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We're going to start off this hour by giving out our first impression roses. And what that means is we looked at the NFL slate, and these are the games that caught our attention from the very first glance. At 7:20, we go on to the NBA. It's officially back, and we get more than just two games tonight, a full card in the NBA. We'll tell you what we're betting on, because we do have to bet on something tonight. All coming up next here in the next hour on the Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM. All right, Jenks. So We were just laughing about this story. I'm not sure what's going on with the Ravens, but we know it's not been great things. The Ravens stand at 1-5. And then this story surfaced yesterday from the Baltimore Sun. So in an act to try to clean up things for the Ravens have removed the players' ping pong table, video game consoles, basketball hoop, and cornhole boards from the locker room. Now, I understand that sometimes, like, losing your job or losing games in the NFL, cementing your legacy, maybe that's not enough. But when you take ping pong out of the equation, maybe this is what's going to take for the Ravens to finally win some football games.
I would say maybe you play a little bit better defense. That would be
Who's to say? That would be me.
Or I don't know, maybe you get healthy. They need to get healthy. Maybe you get Lamar Jackson back at quarterback. What's going to help you more? Getting your former most valuable player back at quarterback or not playing as much ping pong? This just reeks of desperation to me. Like, I'll tell you what I'll fix this. Getting rid of the vending machines and the ping pong. Like, I guess also, it could have the opposite effect, like, because sometimes this feels like such a like an upper management decision. Like, you guys don't play the game. Do you really think we're in here playing ping pong instead of getting ready? Maybe it sends a message. Right. It can have the opposite effect where it just helps things sort of crumble.
Yeah, I don't think this is going to change anything. Like, in the NFL, like, there are plenty of guys who like want it. And I think this is a perspective of people who like aren't in the game or close to the game, where they think that players need to be thinking about football 24/7. Like, it's okay to have other thoughts. It's okay to sit by your locker 3 hours before the game. And since you have been cramming and looking at film all week, maybe you want to relax for a second before you like go get in a car wreck of a game and, you know, absolutely punish your body. But like, listen, Jenks, the Ravens are 6.5-point favorites this week. So either Lamar Jackson is playing in this game, or the odds makers are like, whoa, no more ping pong. The Ravens are going to absolutely roll.
He's got to be playing this week. It looks, I mean, the odds are telling you he's going to play, right? He has to. He has to. Or like, hey, as soon as they took the ping pong balls away, this line increased. It went the Ravens' direction. Like, now they're ready to be a juggernaut. It went from 5.5 to 6.5 as soon as they cleaned up this locker room. Like, no impact. But Lamar absolutely is playing this game. Doesn't this seem like way too many points?
Absolutely. Like, if you're the Bears, do you put out another story and be like, listen, We took away our ping pong table, and we've taken away the carpet. It is just cement floors in our locker room, so you beat us in that regard. And maybe this line will move. But yes, this is one of those things where it feels like the books know more than we do. Because here's the crazy thing. Like, Lamar Jackson wasn't at practice on Monday. They've been kind of tight-lipped on, you know, his health. But, like, something's got to give here. Like, there is a reason that the Ravens are 6.5-point favorites. And it's not the iteration of the team that we have seen in the past few weeks, because that has been a very, very bad version. So as we start to give out our first impression roses, Jenks, do you look at this line and say, hey, I'm simply going to take the Bears plus 6.5? Or do you say, hey, the books know something? There is a reason this line is where it's at. And maybe the desperation has settled in for the Ravens. Maybe the lack of ping pong in the locker room will propel the Ravens to a 7-point win.
Yeah, that's... I sort of feel like when you look at this line, it screams Bears, and I'm like, wait a second. And wasn't this a 7.5 yesterday? I feel like yesterday this was Ravens 7.5, so we have seen some Chicago money come in. But I'll tell you one thing. I am not grabbing the 6.5 with Bears. Also, I will say that off a bye week, the Ravens are coming off a bye week. Lamar Jackson's healthy. Mm-hmm. John Harbaugh has been really good historically against the numbers. So if I'm leaning one way, I would go Ravens. But man, this is one of those games I don't have a lot of interest in outside of seeing if Baltimore is going to make a run or not. Because if you look at their odds right now, it's kind of wild. They're about even money to make the playoffs. You would think sitting here at what, 1-5, that they would be way plus money to make the postseason, and they're not.
I wonder if this is, like, aimed at, like, casual bettors who, like, just don't follow things that closely, and they just see the Ravens. They're like, oh, the Ravens are good, right? Lamar Jackson? So I don't know if this is for people who have not been watching the NFL for the past 3 weeks, but it does seem very strange. And usually, in my experience, these are the games you don't touch with a 10-foot pole because, like, something's fishy. So maybe you just don't bet on it at all. But the Ravens did have a bye week, and in that bye week, Marlon Humphrey has been supremely locked in by tweeting this. Should I do a glizzy taste tour around the country one day? 50 states, 50 glizzies, which if you don't know what a glizzy is, it is a hot dog. So, Jenks, I know some people are thinking about the lack of a ping pong table. Marlon Humphrey is thinking about hot dogs.
Oh, man. Yeah. Well, now that he doesn't have a ping pong table, it's more hot dog talk. That's a hell of a goal, though. A hot dog in every state? I mean, hot dogs can be made in a lot of different ways. I love a good hot dog. Like, a hot dog is, oh, you're making that face. A good glizzy is a good glizzy. I'll say it right now.
It is. I mean,
different styles of hot dogs.
But I don't want to know how it's made.
Well, yeah, I don't know if I want to go into the factory and be like, put the casing on for me. Let me watch this take place. Do it again. Like, no. But you can dress up hot dogs in myriad ways, so I get that.
I would like to do like a regional taste test of all the different styles of hot dogs, because I know in different states, they do it a little different. All right, Jenks, so it's time to officially hand out our first impression roses. So if you're not familiar with this terminology, it derives from The Bachelor, where the bachelor stands there and he looks at the 20 women, and usually it's probably the most attractive one, but like the girl that caught his attention from first glance, he gives her a rose, and it's called the first impression rose. So we're going to do that with the NFL slate, and we have looked at the numbers, and the most attractive bets are as follows. So Jenks, for me, here are the ones that I wrote down. Cowboys plus 3 at Broncos. I understand that you have some reservations about the Cowboys against a good defense.
I do.
But this is first glance. And then we go Niners plus 1.5 at the Texans. Are we sure the Texans are good? Like, I think the Niners can score more than 20 points. So I think that they have a chance in this game.
Yeah.
And then I did write down Bears plus 6.5 at Ravens. But we talked about that game. And that one has some character issues. Like, I just did a Google of this girl. And there's a lot of weird stuff. OnlyFans detected. So, Jenks, who gets first impression roses for you?
I will say this, is that one game I looked at, and I wanted your thought on this. Now, this is a teaser game, and I might lay the number anyway.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
But the Bengals are laying 6.5 hosting the Jets. We were talking about the dysfunction with the Jets. And Chelsea, if you play this in a teaser, Bengals -5, like a half point at home hosting the Jets, they essentially just need to win. And they might cover the 6.5 anyway. But Aaron Glenn doesn't know who his starting quarterback is going to be. Even when Tyrod Taylor came in, and Tyrod has, to his credit, crafted a very nice career in the National Football League, was not good either. The Jets are a mess. Like, Sauce Gardner's banged up. He's in concussion protocol. A lot of their guys are injured. They're playing for nothing. Joe Flacco's 2-0 against the number. Maybe the Bengals?
I think what scares me about this one is that it feels like the NFL in betting is so reactionary. So, like, it's very easy to see that last game for the Bengals. We're like, oh, the Bengals are really good. But, like, this is a team that still has flaws, and I think that they are far from perfect. Not that the Jets are great either. It's just when I see a team and their stock is at an all-time high, like, obviously not as high as it would be with Joe Burrow, but, like, you get what I'm saying. Is that it was a primetime game. Everybody saw it. So sometimes I feel like there is not value on those teams. But I suppose if you put it in a teaser, because I think my talking point here is that maybe this is too many points, especially for a defense who's not been very good for the Bengals. But do you get my point? Is that, like, I hate buying in on those teams that are coming off, like, a big win in primetime.
I get that. And it's still the Bengals. Do you know what I mean? So at the end of the day, let's not lose our minds because it's Cincinnati. It can be easy to get hot on a team. But this is really less about the Bengals so much as it is just a damning indictment of the Jets. Is it too many points? Maybe so. But we're going to find out if the Jets are going to fight this weekend or if they're going to just quit. Like, I hate to say that about pro athletes because these guys are never going to quit. We're still talking about guys who are fighting for their jobs. But there's no question it's harder to stay motivated when you've had chances to win games and you're not winning games. And then you've heard the reports that Aaron Glenn is maybe calling other head coaches, like maybe Dan Campbell or someone, trying to figure out what he should do. So I get it. It's Cincinnati. At the same time, it's also the Jets.
I think if Justin Fields plays, which he might not, he will be super motivated. Like, when the owner of the team is like, yeah, how are we supposed to be good when we got this quarterback? So I feel like that's the ultimate motivation. And that's the thing with Justin Fields is, like, if he can get going with his legs, like, he can be pretty dynamic. So we'll see what happens in that game. From a drama perspective, I am interested in that one. But let me ask you about my two. Like, I think I know what you're going to say about the Cowboys +3 at the Broncos.
Okay.
For me, it's that I do think this Cowboys offense is elite, and this is going to be a really tough matchup, and we'll see just how elite they are when they have to go against this Broncos secondary. But the Broncos offense, like, I still have my questions about them. So I do think the Cowboys maybe can keep it close. And I know you disagree with that, and that's fine. But let me ask you about this one. Okay. Niners plus 1.5 at the Texans. Do you believe in the Texans?
No. No, I don't. And also, I believe in Kyle Shanahan. Now, you could take the Niners minus 1.5. You could take the Niners on the money line. Minus 125 should be a lower scoring game because of the defenses involved. I just don't know. I don't know how the Texans are going to keep C.J. Stroud upright enough. Like, it's a very similar handicap that we saw against Seattle, right? Which is the Niners aren't amazing defensively, but they're pretty good, even though Bosa's out, Warner's out. But if San Francisco gets to 20, then they probably cover this number and they probably win this game.
Yeah. So just so you know, I know the graphic on our screen says Niners minus 1.5.
Okay.
On my BetMGM, the Niners are getting 1.5. So like that goes into my handicap as well. So I don't know. That's one that maybe needs a little bit more investigating, because that's what this segment is about, is we do our initial first reads and then you dive deeper and you say, hey, is my hypothesis right? So maybe we'll put like TBD on that one, because if that one was Niners laying 1.5 and now it's plus 1.5, there is something that I need to look into, because usually when we see a line flip, it means there is a big injury or something. But the way that Christian McCaffrey's been playing, I don't really want to fade the Niners, so I don't think I will.
I don't blame him. I mean, he was as good last week as he's been in years. That was his first 100-yard game on the ground in, I think, 3 seasons. So if he's healthy, I mean, it might last a half, but yeah, they're going to ride him. And also, again, whether it's Mac Jones, whether it's Brock Purdy, you've got a guy in Kyle Shanahan who is going to coach up his team. The Niners are sitting here at what, 5-2? I keep wanting to doubt San Francisco, but he's got them playing above their heads.
Right. It feels very similar to like what we see from like the Rams year in and year out, where it doesn't matter the injuries, they are always a tough out. The one that seems almost too obvious to me this week, and it makes me a little nervous, Patriots laying 7 at home against the Browns. What's the sabotage factor there?
I guess the Browns defense. I kind of like the Patriots. Like, in a big way.
They're a wagon.
They're a wagon. Drake May's playing out of his mind. And think about Dylan Gabriel against this Mike Vrabel defense. Like, it's gone up from 6.5. And I know it's a big number because there is a possibility the Browns make this kind of a slog, right? Because their defense is no joke. But are they going to score enough here against Mike Vrabel's defense with Dylan Gabriel quarterback? I don't know. The Patriots are really good. Like, this is a team that's only going to get better, and May is only going to get better. We're watching it happen right in front of us.
Yeah, you could have said Dylan Gabriel against any defense. And I'm like, fair.
In
practice. I don't really trust him a ton. Right. All right. Next segment, we got to get to the NBA. It's officially back, and we have a big old slate tonight. We'll tell you what we're betting on. It's next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.